Sally Mae stopped and loomed over us like a thunderhead cloud. Her gaze went from me to Alfred and back to me. When it was on me, I could feel the heat of it. It was hard for me to keep my casual smile, but somehow I managed to do it.
Well, what do we have here?
Hi, Mom. We were just goofing around.
Goofing around? Did you happen to notice that the gate is open?
Alfred's eyes turned to the open gate.
Gosh, the wind must have blown it open.
Her left eyebrow rose.
The wind did not blow it open. You opened it, and you were trying to feed Hank in my yard, weren't you?
The boy's head sank into his shoulders.
Well, he was hungry.
Of course he was hungry. He's always hungry, but you can't feed him in my yard.
Her eyes swung around to me.
No dogs in the yard, period, ever. Is that clear, Hank?
I felt myself melting under the beam of her eyes. Yes, ma'am. She turned back to the boy.
Is that clear, Alfred Leroy?
Yes, ma'am. But I think it was the wind.
A thin smile slid across her mouth.
Don't try to tell whoppers to your mother. I know boys and I know dogs. What one of you doesn't think up, the other one will. Oh, and save some of the scraps for the other animals. It isn't fair for Hank to get them all.
And with that, she cupped her hands around her mouth and called Drover and her precious kitty. In a flash, Drover was there, huffing and puffing.
Hi, Hank. I touched base and made it in time for scraps. Are you proud of me?
I gave him a glare. You bet. I was worried sick you might not make it.
Gosh, thanks. And you waited on the scraps till I got here, huh?
Oh, yes. It wouldn't have been fair if I had gotten all the... Drover, did you touch base once or twice?
Well, let's see. Once. That's all you said.
Darn. I guess I forgot to tell you. His grin vanished.
Tell me what?
Well, you're supposed to touch base twice. I thought you knew that. I thought everybody knew that. It's common knowledge.
It is?
Sure. If you touch base only once, well, I'm sure you can guess what might happen.
Is it bad?
Oh, yes, very bad. It's so bad, I can't even say it out loud. He was looking worried by this time.
Gosh, can you whisper it?
Better not. Just try to imagine the worst thing that might happen. He thought about it for a whole minute.
Not that.
Yes, Drover, that.
That would be awful.
See, didn't I tell you? It just doesn't pay to cut corners.
Yeah, and maybe I'd better run back down there and touch base again.
I gave him a wink and a nod. Great idea, Drover. And what makes it even greater is that you came up with it on your own.
Yeah, I feel so proud. Maybe I'm smarter than I thought.
No? How smart did you think you were?
Not very.
I think you're on the right trail, son.
Thanks, Hank. Here I go!
And with that, he went zooming back down to the gas tanks, which left me and little Alfred with all the scraps. I turned to him and switched into a little routine we call, I'll die if I don't get those scraps. It seemed to be working. He plucked a juicy, fatty end of bacon off the plate and was about to toss it into the air when... Oops. She was still there. Madame Radar. Alfred's mother. Sally Mae.
Alfred, wait for the cat. Here, kitty kitty. Come on, Petey, come for scraps.
We waited. I hate waiting, and the kind of hating I wait the most is waiting for a cat. What a waste of time. What a waste of good scraps. I really dislike cats a lot. Well, at last Pete showed himself. Do you think he came running? Oh, no. If he hadn't been called, he would have come out of the bushes like a little rocket. And he'd have been crawling all over Alfred to moot some scraps. But since he'd been called, since we had all been forced to wait for his worthless highness, he came at a slow walk. He was purring, of course, and wearing that grin that drives me nuts. He stepped out of the iris patch and rubbed his way down the side of the house until he reached the porch. There, he rubbed against the northwest corner of the porch and waltzed down the sidewalk until he came to Sally Mae. He made three circles around her, rubbing on her legs as though he loved her so much he just couldn't contain himself. The little fraud. He knew we couldn't eat until he got there. He knew I was dying of bacon lust. He knew he had a captive audience and that he had become the center of attention. So naturally, he was playing it for all it was worth, enjoying every second of the torment he was causing. That's a cat for you, a totally selfish ego mechanic. They love to torment others, you know, and to mooch scraps. And Pete was the most shameless scrap moocher I'd ever known. Well, as he was circling Sally Mae's ankles, he was also tossing winks and grins in my direction. Oh yes, I saw the whole shabby deal, and I knew exactly what the little sneak was up to. He wanted to get me stirred up, see? Right there in front of Sally Mae. Ha! Little did he know that I had already plotted out my response. I had a plan for Pete. I was ready for him this time. See, a lot of dogs, and we're talking here about your lower grades of ranch dogs, the kind that never rise through the ranks to become heads of ranch security. A lot of your ordinary ranch dogs would have fallen for Pete's sneakiness like a hill of beans. The thing you have to remember about cats, and Pete in particular, is that they're not very smart. But they're not very smart in a cunning sort of way. There's a certain cleverness about them, and a guy needs to approach them with caution. You have to guard yourself against overconfidence is the main thing. Just because they're dumb doesn't mean they can't get you into trouble. Well, I'd gone to school on cats. I had spent hours and days and years studying their tactics, analyzing their schemes and tricks, and preparing defenses against them. You've heard of chess? Well, we dogs are chess players. It requires patience and huge reserves of brain power. And when we go one-on-one against a cat in the chess game of life, the poor cat doesn't have a chance. I was ready for the little sneak. Yes, sir. I could read his thoughts like a book. On the third or fourth trip around Sally Mae's ankles, he turned his grinning face in my direction and said,
Hi, Hanky. Are you waiting for someone?
I must admit that his whiny voice caught me slightly off guard. My ears leaped to attack position, and a growl began to rumble in my throat. Don't worry, I caught it just in the nickering of time and got everything shut down before any serious damage was done. I don't think Sally Mae heard or saw any of it, is how quickly I responded to the crisis. Hensley, instead of growling and so forth, I gave him a pleasant smile. Why, Pete, how nice to see you this morning. And yes, we're waiting for you to come and share the scraps.
What a sweet doggy. I never knew you believed in sharing.
Oh yes, Pete, I enjoy sharing. I love sharing. Sharing is what this old life is all about.
But I know how you hate to wait.
He grinned and wiggled his eyebrows, I should say, which didn't bother me at all.
Waiting has always been hard for you, hasn't it, Hanky?
Oh no, not really. I have my thoughts to keep me occupied.
That fills the first 2 seconds. Then what?
I gave him a wise chuckle. Pete, you're losing your touch. I know what you're trying to do, and it just won't work. Sorry. At that moment, Sally Mae interrupted us.
All right, Alfred. Now you can give out the scraps and start with Pete.
I beamed her a dark glare. What was the deal? Who'd gotten there first? Who'd been waiting patiently for... But I didn't care who got first scraps. I could be a gentleman about it and hope that Pete choked on his scraps. Alfred tweezed a juicy end of bacon between his thumb and... Why had he picked the biggest, fattest piece? That didn't seem right or fair. Who'd been... But I didn't care. See, this not caring was an important part of my plan. Maybe you already picked up on that. Anyway, Alfred held the bacon in front of Pete's nose. He sniffed at it, stared at it with those big yellowish eyes of his, and finally raised a paw and snagged it with his claws. He laid it on the ground, sniffed it some more, licked it, and then looked up at Alfred. And then he said, you won't believe this, he said,
is this the best piece, or do you have a better one?
My eyes almost bugged out of my head when I heard that. There I was, dying of bacon hunger, roasting on the fires of starvation, waiting in line for him to... I caught myself just in time and noticed that Kitty was watching me. I beamed up a smile. Take your time, Pete. Shop around. We want you to have the very best. And if that piece doesn't suit you, well, here, let me...
Hank!
Oops. That was Sally Mae, and... Okay, maybe I jumped the gun just a tad. Timing is very important in these deals, and just to prove that I was being sincere, I gave Sally Mae a look that said, just trying to help, no kidding. It worked. I know it worked because she said,
that's better, nice dog.
Little did she know what evil thoughts lurked. But then she wasn't supposed to know. I had her fooled, that was the important thing. I sat down again and watched Kitty Kitty play with his bacon. Can you believe that? He had this gorgeous, great-smelling piece of bacon fat right there under his stupid... right in front of his nose, and he played with it. He patted it. He speared it on his claws, held it up, stared at it, sniffed it, licked it, pitched it up, pitched it around, and oh yes, every so often he would cut his eyes in my direction to check my reaction. Luckily, he couldn't see my reaction. It was all happening inside, and there was quite a lot of it. My eyes were bulging. My heart was racing. My breaths were coming in rapid bursts. My mouth was watering. And above all, I kept hearing this voice that said, open outer doors, flood tubes 1 and 3, and plot a solution. Do you know what that means? It means that one part of my inner being was urging me to attack, pounce on the little sneak and give him the thrashing he so richly deserved. But I caught myself just in time and kept it all inside. Or I tried. This was about to drive me nuts. I turned pleading eyes toward my pal, eyes that said, Alfred, this is cruel and unfair. Do something. You know what? He did. He checked out his mom, saw that she was looking away, and in a flash, he snatched the bacon away from Mr. Hateful, flipped it into the air, and... I took care of the rest. Oh, Pete was so shocked, he didn't know what to say. But then, he started getting mad.
You stole my bacon, Hanky.
That was right. And what did he plan to do about it?